Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. And when you're there, you can check out, listen to almost probably close to 300 meditations that are there online for you. Today is a special day. Today, we are celebrating two years to today's date. Of holding the Meditation for the Economy, this God-inspired meditation. I was told to do this 2 years ago, and so we began, and we've done this virtually every Monday through Friday during that time. In fact, today we'll be listening to Inspired Talk and Meditation number 478. It's been my pleasure to be with you doing this, guiding us to really transform from the inside out, regardless of what is happening in the world, regardless of the, in quote, bad news appears to be happening, that people tell us are happening. Instead of reacting inside, we grow our heart inside. And as we grow our heart inside, be filled up with the power and presence of the only authentic power that there really is. Our world transforms as we transform to be all that we seek. Peace, harmony, and prosperity. Today is also a special day because it's the number 927, and we are reminded, as I was told in meditation, when told to begin this meditation, that it takes the power of 999, 999 like-minded spirited souls to have worldwide transformation. And today we bring in the power of nine. We know that the power of nine is with us. We know that the power of 999 like-minded spirited beings are with us. Our ascended masters and angels, guides, are here assisting us in transforming from the inside out ourselves and the world to be God's promise for each of us. So I invite you now to join me in this inspired talk and meditation, opening your heart, allowing yourself to be all you came into this world to be. Our meditation message from the book called Messages from God is from page 143. And for those who are playing back this meditation via the telephone, it's reference number 79. Greatness is your birthright. You just need to believe. Greatness is your birthright. You just need to believe. I love this message. It's such a strong reminder. You are not what you appear to be. You are not limited to the family you grew up in, the family you were born to. You're not limited by your race, by your economic amount that you have in the bank. You are not limited by the country of origin. You are not limited by where or when or who you're born to. Greatness is your birthright. There are no limits here. It doesn't matter what your father's occupation was. It doesn't matter if your parents stayed married or were ever married. It doesn't matter which side of the railroad tracks you were born on. Greatness is your birthright. This is a gift from Most High. This is a gift from God. Your parents were just the place you came through. Their economy, how they managed their home, all this stuff, the city or state or country you were born in, is not your limit. It was the playground for you to discover your greatness, to discover what lit you up from the inside out, to discover all who you are meant to be. Oftentimes, it's exactly what you need to push you out of that place and move you forward to where you're meant to be. As I share these words with you, I'm reminded of Thomas Edison, of all people. He just popped in my mind. Thomas Edison was considered at birth, as a young child, as a boy, an absolutely failure, not able to be educated, is what his teachers labeled him, and told his mother to pull him out of school. He just was so poor as a student, they considered him unable to be educated. Now, his mother happened to be a school teacher, and she didn't really believe in all that. And she basically told him, go play in the backyard. His backyard was the garage, basically, for trains. It's where they put all the trains that were no longer working. There were tracks that were unused. There were cabooses that were unused. There were railroad train cars that were unused. That was his playground. And he tinkered there all the time. This is the same Thomas Edison who invented the light bulb. And teachers declared him not able to learn. Please know, dear ones, wherever you were born, whatever family you were born into, whatever you've ever faced was exactly what you needed to bring out your greatness, your birthright, the excellence within you, what is fine and perfect within you, that pearl that's within you, within your own oyster shell that is irritated by the life you feel you were born into, the people in your life, family, friends, employers, colleagues, neighbors, belief systems, by the physical location itself. All of this is irritation that's working on you like it works on the pearl within the oyster, growing within this brilliant, luminous light, this most valued, precious pearl. This is you. This is your greatness. So know, dear one, you were born exactly where you were meant to be. The right time, the right age, the right people, the right place. And even if they are annoying and less than you'd ever want, you're never stuck. This is exactly the food, the irritation you needed to grow your most perfect, excellent self. To bring out within you the greatness who you are. This is your birthright from Most High. This is the right we all have to reveal our greatness, to be our greatness, to shine our greatness, not just on ourselves. When we find this within ourselves, when we allow the circumstances we found ourselves within, and we respond and perhaps react to it and become proactive because of it, we allow the gift who we are to blossom, to unfold, to grow, to become. It takes belief. We're reminded you just need to believe. Surely, because Edison's mother did not believe the so-called experts, Edison grew to become the scientist that he was. His mother did not believe the experts. She believed her son was perfect, as most mothers believe. She saw the perfection in him, did not limit him in any way, and allowed his greatness to come forth. She saw the truth in her son, and had confidence in that truth, not what the outside experts, in this case, the educators, said about her son. She nurtured and nourished that truth. Surely we can imagine him coming home and sharing about all the great things he did, who he played, what he played with, what he thought could happen. She nurtured that truth, the power and presence of perfection within her son. She allowed this gift to shine, honoring the realness within him. And yes, it was playtime. And it's within that playtime that the truth is often revealed. Surely she never wavered in her confidence about her son. This is the key for each of us, to have absolute, complete conviction in the belief of who we really are, the gift we've been given to bring forth. Complete conviction, knowing God makes no mistakes. You are not a mistake. You are brilliant. You are excellent. You are more than enough. You are fine. And you stay in that place, not from worry, from confidence, seeing it and living it, like Edison did, seeing the truth. In his lab, if you ever had a chance to see his lab in New Jersey, there are thousands of experiments that you can still see were there. They didn't all work. I forget the number, but a huge number did not work. Even to create the light bulb, I believe he said something like, you know, this invention only took over 1,000 mistakes. But he never gave up his confidence in the vision of what was possible. That's the key, dear one. That's the key. I happened to see last night a program that I knew I had to watch on TV, even though I felt strongly I was supposed to be doing something else. There was a special on PBS about the mining incident in Chile and the rescue of the 33 miners. And you know, they had many opportunities to give up. Many, many opportunities. As you recall, it took them 17 days before they even found them. They drilled 6 different holes. They were just very thin holes to just see if they could hear any sound down there. And had to go down over a half a mile down. And one after another didn't work until finally someone had the idea where maybe they were. And even when they shot there, imagine going down a half a mile. It's not so easy to make it straight. And you're going down this hard, hard rock. And they missed their mark, but they felt they were shooting towards the platform where someone, after so many days, had a feeling maybe they could be there, if they could even be alive, because no one had ever lasted that long. And they missed their mark, but somehow they heard this banging, and they didn't know that the miners had found a way to survive that long on 3 days' rations. That's all they had, 3 days. But because their leader had rationed them to only 1 teaspoon of tuna fish and 1 little sip of milk, every 2 days, they had just enough for those 17 days. And they didn't know that they kept themselves busy and it kept their minds busy. And they walked. They didn't just say sitting in that place. They were able to walk the mines too. There was someone there walking at that place when whatever they brought down in that hole over a half a mile down, even though it missed the mark of the platform, was banging. And they banged back, and they realized they were in the right place. And there was a face looking up at them in this pipeline in the mine. Then, it was, now that we found them, how do we actually create a hole big enough to get them out? And they brought in Chile's biggest drill to do that. And they needed, I forgot, 4 tons of water a day to make it work. And water, they were in the desert, was over a mile away, more than that. But they had to go back and forth all day long with water. That drill that they were relying on only went 50 feet a day, and they were half a mile, over 2,000 feet deep. They kept drilling even though they had no way of knowing if they could ever make it in time. And then, for the goodness of humanity, a man in Pennsylvania saw what was going on, and he created, modified one of his drills, and he was positive his drill could do it. He believed his drill could do it. And he had it shipped down to Chile, and he thought it was the strongest, fastest. He believed better technology, and he offered it to them, and everyone got behind it. And they never stopped drilling drill number one as they'd started drill number two. And by the way, it didn't just start drilling. They had to create a platform and create a space for it as the clock is ticking on. And they're getting these people water and food and nutrition and bringing in people volunteers from all over. NASA sent their top scientists and medical people to work with Chilean people so they would have the right nutrition and not put their bodies physically and mentally into shock. And remember, they have not seen sunlight in all this time. They never gave up. They continued to believe. And then after 9 days, drill number two, the special one that's been brought in by a man in Pennsylvania, it broke. The rock was that hard. What happened is, instead of coming into rock, it went through a layer. It hit a layer of metal. It wasn't made for that. And the drill bit broke. And then they had to figure out how to get it out. They didn't give up on it at all. They had to figure out, how do I get this out? And then they put down magnets to pick up the metal. They figured out what happened. They went through that whole process. They put on a new drill bit, constructed special for this situation. Can you imagine the creativity going on in this middle of this crisis? The clock is clicking. People still underground. They're in day 40-something. No one's ever survived that long underground, that deep underground. They never gave up belief. And so they could create a special drill to become like a claw to pull up the metal that had clogged up the way of the drill. As they're creating another drill bit, they get it out, and then another drill comes on. There was an oil mine being drilled some 500 miles away. It's towed over and reconstructed. A third drill is created. They figure out where that to do that. It takes also 9 days to create that platform to put it through. You've got three things going on at the same time, all going at different speeds. These people from all over the world never gave up on the possibility that these 33 miners were meant to live. Meant to live. Oh, and I found this so fascinating. And surely this cheered them on. When they first heard the banging inside the mine, when the first drill hole went through, which was really like a sounding plunge to just see if there was any life there. It happened on day 33 for the 33 miners. Surely that number spurred them on to happen on that day. And to make this incredible story, bring it close to an end, After there was one incident after another with the drills, they kept reconfiguring, creating new drills, continuing it on, even though drill one they decided did not get far enough, fast enough. Drill three was there, going much further, and yet not fast enough. It came up against its own issue. And drill two, the man from Pennsylvania, who believed in all his heart, the outsider, who received all the support, who felt he had the best drill possible, and kept creating on the spot exactly what was needed for that incident. It is the one that created the hole just the right size to bring forth this capsule, which, by the way, was created for this incident. It had never been done before. The technology that happened in the middle of this crisis, because this whole group of people came together in the belief that they could. It was meant to be. God was on their side. Greatness was alive and well at that mine site for those 33 miners. Dear ones, greatness is your birthright. You just need to believe. In the second year anniversary of this meditation for the economy, we all just need to believe that whatever we've been fed from outside, told what the economy is, told what our life is going to be like, told how we've been affected or not affected by what is happening, we just need to believe in our greatness, our birthright, knowing nothing that is human-made, no calamity that is human-made, has the right to determine our greatness. For we are made of God stuff, and our greatness is predestined by God. And we are predestined for all good things. That is your birthright. Starting now, wherever you are, believe at this highest level. See it always perfect, knowing everything is happening for your good right now. Act from this place with complete conviction, the power and presence of God working through your mind, body, and spirit. See it right, dear one. Feel it right. Know it is done. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Allowing your spirit align you with the energy of the universe. It's as if your internal tuning fork is being aligned. As you breathe in and out, feeling your chest rise and fall. Attuned with the life force energy of the universe. And when you're ready, simply drop your consciousness into your heart center now. allow yourself to open your heart. Come inside. Come within this infinite sea of tranquility within. Your ocean, your garden, your mountaintop. Whatever it is that brings you deep, deep peace. Feel yourself here, receiving God's pure love and light shining on you. Filling you with all the perfect rays for perfect health, happiness, joy, peace, balance, grace. Prosperity. Feel within you the seed of belief planted within your inner soil. This little, small, tiny seed of belief. I am possible. I am possible. I am possible. Seeing and feeling God's golden white light shining on this tiny seed of belief within you now. Feeling this light, this love, feeling your heart grow softer and wider, more open and receiving. As a seedling grows, sprouting up, becoming the most fragrant, beautiful blossom that you desire. Whatever that is, the seed within you that knows your greatness, your love, your desire, your dream. See yourself in full motion, filled with joy and curiosity and wonder. Feel how loved I am. how loving I am. Love am I. As this inner sun shines on you, blessing you, anointing you, healing you, transforming you. I am possible. How love I am. Feel the love pulsating within you. Believe this vision inside. Believe this feeling inside. Believe this knowingness inside. How loved I am. I am possible. I am possible. Taking your heed from your higher voice, your God voice, your inner knowing, being guided in all right ways, simply following God's instructions for you. How loved I am. I am possible. Feel the strength of that seedling that's grown into the most magnificent blossom, deeply rooted with inner faith. How magnificent you are. Feeling, seeing, knowing God's light shining on you. How loved I am. I am possible. Knowing you are blessed, feeling immense greatness, gratefulness, love. Remembering your true source and supply. I am loved. I am possible. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and live your everyday life from this place of knowing, feeling, and seeing God's love gracing you each and every moment of each and every day, bringing forth your greatness, knowing I am loved, I am possible. And so, as we began, we breathe. long, deep, gentle breaths. From deep within the root of our seedling, with absolute peace, with absolute faith, breathing into your heart, I am love. Breathing into your head, I am possible. Breathing into your hands, squeeze them ever so gently, holding on with absolute faith, disbelief. God's power within me now. Breathing into your feet, squeezing your toes as well. I am rooted in God's divine nurturing soil. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are of sacred geometry of 999. Greatness is our birthright. We are not limited by anything in our world. All the irritations in our lives bring out the jewel we are. Greatness is alive and well. I am love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, unity, and oneness. Om, Om, Om.
And so it is true. You are loved. You are most possible. God bless. Namaste.